The Drop with Frank and Brian is officially brought to you by Switch Suspension. Switch Suspension specializes in all vehicle chassis components, lift kits, lowering kits, air ride suspension, as well as wheels, tires, steering, and brake upgrades. They use all the best products from the best brands. These guys are truck guys. You roll into their parking lot at the shop and they all drive custom vehicles and they use the products they sell on their own rides. So if you guys are looking for specialty parts, whether you're just starting out or you just need some replacement parts, give them a call or visit their website, switchsuspension.com.
We hope you enjoy this episode of The Drop. If you like these podcasts and all the other content we create, head on over to our website and purchase some apparel. Our websites are thegoodlife.com and livelifecustom.com. We really appreciate it. Now on to the episode.
What's up?
What's up?
You got your internet sorted today?
We'll see what it does.
Throw it against a wall and see what happens.
Yeah. Is it sound okay, though?
Sounds good to me. No chop.
No chop yet.
No chop yet. Hopefully no chop ever. But we'll see.
I was listening to my favorite podcast of the year.
Oh, really? What's that?
It's a yearly thing. So I don't listen to Smoke and Tire that much. Like I kind of, you know, you listen to something and then it kind of goes by the wayside or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I only listen to him once or twice a year now, maybe. Like,
yeah, I only really only if there's like a really interesting guest.
So every year at this time, the first week of December, whatever, Doug DeMuro is on there.
Oh, man. Yeah. And you can't pass that up. Doug DeMuro is great.
Those two together.
Yeah.
Is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I love all of Doug DeMuro stuff. And I like how DeMuro's like evolving as a content creator. You know, like he started off with those like, this is a 2003 BMW M Series or whatever. And he did many, many of those and they were very successful. And it's really cool how he's like evolved with his content, you know, yeah. Now having his podcast is really good, too.
It is.
Yeah, his podcast is really good. Sometimes, you know, again, guests, he'll have interesting guests on there and stuff. But even when he like freeforms thoughts.
I don't listen to his guest episodes, which are pretty rare.
Then I only see when he has guest episodes.
Yeah. So like because it's him and two.
Maybe I'm getting the co-hosts.
Mixed maybe. With guests.
Yeah.
But anyways,
I don't follow like avidly, so I could be wrong.
But yeah, I really like Doug DeMuro. He's great.
Yeah, he's really, really good. Because he doesn't like, I don't know. He's not your typical, like, what you think of a car guy. He's a car guy. The dude loves cars. But he's not what you think of a car guy. He's kind of a nerd, you know, which I kind of relate to.
Yeah, I really like that.
Yeah. But he's, like, so knowledgeable about cars. He has killer taste in cars.
Well, the funny part is, like, you just said, like, you relate to him, right, on that nerd. Because we're all, like, kind of nerdy, right? But he doesn't. So you kind of wear the mini trucker or the car guy, quote unquote, costume like I do.
Yeah.
Right. Just khaki, dicky. You don't wear dickies, but it's kind of the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
We all wear the show t-shirts or our merch brand t-shirts or somebody else. But he doesn't do that. He is the complete opposite of that.
And those dudes, I've always noticed, it's so funny, it was so weird you're bringing this up because I just had this thought today. I'm sitting at a stoplight and I see this guy and he is driving a super clean 4Runner. And you could tell, I mean, it was like a 2017, you know, third gen 4 or whatever gen 4Runner it is, fourth, whatever it is. And I go, that guy's loaded. That guy has a lot of money. And it's like, sometimes those guys are like that, very unassuming, you know? Mm-hmm. Not driving the baddest car out there, just you could tell, you know. I don't know.
Yeah, they've but got anyway. the Ferrari at home, but they're driving the 4Runner.
Yeah,
they were just talking about that on there about G wagons, and because Doug DeMuro has the old G wagon, but he goes, they were both saying that they love G wagons and that they're such a good vehicle to drive around the city because they're so small and short wheelbase and they drive really good, but they both hate being in them because They're a very like, he's like, no one will let you over. He's like, everybody hates you, you know, because you're this thing.
Right. Yeah. I had a very, since we're going off on this like little thing, I had an interesting thought. I was driving down the freeway a couple weekends ago and it was for a tournament. So it was like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm get on the 15 freeway and a McLaren, a GT3 911, and I think a Lamborghini, of course, they're not flying. They're just cruising. And you could tell that they like left Vegas. They're going to some sort of like Cars and Coffee thing, you know, down Orange County or something. And it got me thinking. I was like, there is probably $2 or $3 million worth of cars sitting there. And here I am in my Toyota Camry. And if I hit them, this is based on it being my fault. If I hit them, then my insurance and everything is liable for the damage to their cars. And this is just a free thought. Should they take on more responsibility driving these extremely exotic, expensive cars on the road? And like obviously my insurance cannot fix whatever I break on. And I'm talking from a perspective where it's my fault. My insurance cannot cover that. But aren't they also taking an inherent risk taking these very, very expensive cars on the road?
Well, yeah. I was listening it was Doug DeMiro again. I don't know which podcast, but just the insurance alone on his Carrera GT.
Mm-hmm.
What's the fancy Porsche, the real, real rare one that he's got.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's $1,000 a month.
And that makes a lot of sense.
Because if you're driving one of those, your insurance company knows that 99% of the people, if they
hit
your insurance out.
Yeah, the joke is the Nissan Altima flying down the 15th freeway with Adriana's insurance.
Yeah. Just liability.
$25 a month, dog, yeah. You know, and like they're going to, you hit a what? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so when you buy one of those cars.
So there is. It's built in. Like
it's
there's
built in.
Okay.
You call to get insurance. Like, I'd like to get insurance on my 2021, whatever fancy car it is, supercar, mm-hmm. $250,000 car, $300,000 car, even some of those $1 million cars, you know, mm-hmm. like they're going to be like, yeah, no problem. We're not even thinking about the other person's insurance.
Exactly. Like that's what you have to do at that point.
Yeah.
Like you just have to carry enough insurance it has to be. And that's just would be smart anyway.
Yeah. When got this Titan put on my insurance and I was like, ooh,
it goes up, huh?
Oh,
yeah, me too.
I have a 2023 and a 2021 vehicle now on here. And it's like, oh, and so I was like, okay, well take this off. And he's like, it doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
I have a 95 OBS on there, a 94 Toyota pickup on there, a 2004 Titan on there.
Uh-huh.
And you take all, if you took all three of those off, it reduces it by like $50 a month.
Yeah.
Maybe. So I'm just like, I don't know.
Now my thing is throwing a whole nother thing is my kid, my 16-year-old kid. I've been so hesitant. She's taking her driver's test in 2 weeks. And it's coming up. I mean, I have to go do it like really, really soon. But I've been hesitating and I'm not looking forward to that one.
Didn't you say she just got a job?
She did. And we're going to make her, we're going to make there her pay go. For part of her insurance. And, you know, so we're figuring all that out. Like I had a different scenario when I was a kid, but we're figuring all that out. And she's going to definitely like contribute to that.
The good thing about this is when you're 16 and you get a job now, you're making substantially more money than when we were 16 and had a job.
Dude.
So
especially here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she can definitely afford
that. She's doing fine.
She do. Yeah. Help it. You're like, you know what? In fact, you're paying my insurance too.
I know. Right.
You make more money than I do.
Dad needs a little help.
Yeah.
Dad needs
a printing business
help.
A little short this month, you know?
Mm-hmm, So anyway, but what's going on? You're getting ready to roll out. Are you leaving tomorrow?
Or tomorrow.
You're leaving tomorrow.
And since my normal friends all ditched me, I had to make new friends.
Well, you know, sometimes it'd be like that.
I had to make new friends. And so it's me and Nick from Surface and now Brandon that works over at Pandas. We were sitting at the shop yesterday and Trevor's like, just go to Turkey Drag with Brian. And I was like, well, you're just kind of now just offering that up. But I'm fine with that.
You're all thanks, man.
So, yeah, he texts me. He's like, hey, I'm down. I was like, cool. Just pay for some gas. And
heck, yeah. That's
bring
cool.
Bring your air mattress. So, yeah, we're leaving tomorrow. I say four, but by the time I run around town and get all the things done I needed to get done, that's why I'm trying to get a bunch of stuff done today. I'm going to go unload this. So I can talk about the red truck because the video is going to be out.
Four in the morning or obviously 4 in the morning?
Afternoon.
Afternoon. Okay, yeah. That's what I thought.
Mm-hmm. We were going to leave really early Thursday morning, but we decided to just get a jump start, even if we only make it to just before El Paso or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, you're taking the southern route out there, huh? And then up to 20.
Yeah, that's the only. Yeah, that's kind of. I mean, you could take the northern route, but this time of year, I'm not going to mess with it.
Yeah, it's a little stormy up there and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's like. A good idea. But yeah, so the red truck, I'm going to go unload it. It's on the trailer now. I'm going to go unload it after we record this, and I'm going to go finish recording the video, and then I'm going to put the truck back on the trailer, and then hopefully have a video out of it tomorrow. So.
Oh, cool.
People like, because I want to post a picture of the truck, and I want to.
I look so bad, dude. It looks so sick. Well, hold on. There's only one little gripe I have about it. Did Eric give you the caps?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
It's in the video. All right, it's in the video. At the very end, it pulls out of the shop and Panda airs it out. And I go, hey, do you have the center caps or did Eric keep them? And he goes, Eric has them. And I go, smart move. I text Eric and I'm all, overnight me those caps.
Oh, so good idea.
They're going to be at FedEx and I'm picking them up on the way out tomorrow.
Awesome. Yeah, I saw that. And I mean, obviously I laughed because of my cap thing.
Yeah, they're not going to be in these pictures that I'm going to post tomorrow and in the video, but.
It'll be at the show with caps.
They'll be on at the show, yeah.
So did you figure out the clutch issue? What happened with that? Since you're putting out a video, we can talk
working.
About it. Right?
Just started working.
It's just like the freaking thing I was telling you about. Something happened and it just worked.
Yeah, so I was the way.
No freaking idea.
On the way down there yesterday, I stopped at Harbor Freight and I got a pressure/vacuum bleeder. We were already using a vacuum bleeder, but it was, you hook it to the air and you know, like the air compressor, and it sucks it out. This one is just like a hand pump one. And then they had two there at Harbor Freight, the $25 one and the $70. And I was like, I'm getting the $70 one.
Yeah, might as well, dude.
Might as well. So I got that, put it in my truck. I got about 2 miles down the road. Trevor calls me. He's like, where you at? I said, I'm getting on the 60. He's like, we got it fixed.
No way.
I was like, all right. He's like, bring snacks. So I stop at the store, get a bunch of snacks, get there. Right as I'm walking into the shop, I just heard clunk and it stopped working again. And I walk right up to the truck.
You throw the snacks in the trash.
That's what I said. I said, it actually, it worked out to where they were eating the snacks and then it didn't work. And I was like, I already got you guys snacks because you said it was working and now it's not working. You lied to me.
Yeah.
So then we used that hand pump, the one that I got at Harbor Freight, and it seemed to like work better. And there's still something, but the funny thing is I don't know if that something was there before I brought the truck there. I never really drove that truck around. So, but yeah, Eric can take it to a mechanic and get it fixed.
There you go. That's what I was thinking. And also Eric is very inclined to do it. He'll figure it out.
But he has
a more controlled atmosphere to check it out too. You know, you're not like rushing, paying like all three of these guys to check it out, you know?
Well, that's the thing, right? So now you have an extra week of labor.
Oh my gosh.
There was three guys on it yesterday all day. So it's like,
buy an auto, kids.
Yeah. You're mentioned in the video at the very end. It's pretty funny.
Right? Yeah. We're like, come on, Frank.
I know. We're talking about the list. And then Trevor's in the background. He's like, yeah, you can't just jump the list, Frank.
Yeah, I know. Well, I know. I'm being very patient. I'm being a very, very patient boy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
time goes by fast. So like even let's just say it'll be done in 2026.
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. Sometime in 2026.
Yeah.
I'm not even tripping over that. Time goes by so fast. Cause like at first it was like, okay, you know, maybe November, and then November is here. And then like, well, probably the end of January. And I'm like, oh, but dude, it's. Like I started like lining up what I have to do in order to get to like LST, and I'm like, oh yeah, there's no time.
Yeah,
it's just like just keeps
again.
Going.
You're gonna have to be that. You're gonna have to like come to this thing where you're like, oh, I'm gonna need to spend time out there.
Yeah,
It's gonna be interesting.
And I need to factor that into the busy, because that's also our busy season too, February through April, May. You know,
Yeah,
it's busy.
The nice thing is though is like Panda doesn't go to these shows. You know, so you could come out like, I don't know, we're already going to be gone a week from Indianet. So like, it depends on how long you want to be gone from home. But like, if you're coming for a show, you could be like, okay, I'm just going to go out and spend four extra days and film, you know,
and I'm already kind of getting
that up with Panda and just kind of like take advantage of those things.
Yeah. And I'm getting my crew kind of lined up for that, those type of scenarios, you know, so I think it'll all come together.
Oh, your home crew there?
My home crew.
You're like, look, your softball games?
Yeah.
I've been to a lot, right?
Daddy needs to go get his truck bagged. You're like,
look, it's 2026. I can stream them.
Yeah.
I'll cheer you on from the thing.
Oh, well, maybe not that much, but we'll work it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, I'm a little bit of a sore throat today. So you deal with this a lot. And like, yeah, so I'm dealing with that right now. We just spoke a couple days ago, but I feel like I'm in a better headspace today. I don't know why. I feel good. I feel like,
yeah, I feel good too.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
I'm also going to kind of, give you a little bit of a, preview of loading a truck with a body drop bed, because I'm going to put my stuff in the bed of this truck and strap it down.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cause you're taking that on the flatbed and putting all your booth stuff in the back of, the Titan.
Yeah, because I got some of Nick's stuff, because he's got a booth, so we got that, and then
luckily Nick's stuff is not like a bunch of totes with different sizes and stuff. It's just like drawings and stuff.
No, it's three wheels, two tables, and a 10x10.
Oh, that's right, the wheels. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, well, that's cool. Yeah, that'll work out really good. So yeah, a little bit of taste of how that's all going to come together. Mm-hmm. I've been like looking. We load up the Tacoma the other day, because since we're all about bike life, you know, we got all the bikes out, got them all ready to go, and me and Angie went for a ride and threw them in the back of the Tacoma. A couple funny things about that. Number one is too, like, there's a line in the bed liner that I'm using as sort of my gauge, as like, as I put stuff in, I'm like, this is where it's gonna be. So, you know, I'm kind of getting my mind prepared for that. And then another funny thing was, so we load up the bikes, we go over not too far around the corner to the bike trail. And usually, so the last time we went like hardcore riding was 2020, when we were home. We all had bikes and we were like riding every single day. That's why I bought a new bike. That's why Angie bought a new bike. And then after that, they got put away. For the last 5 years, they've been stuffed away. And so now we get them out, we get them loaded. And so now it's just me and Angie, because the kids, you know, one's at work, one's, you know, doing whatever. And so I get them and we get to the thing and I'm like, I just want you to take a moment. Especially with this truck and these bikes, I want you to take a moment, because this is our future. Is us, like, just you and me, this truck, reloading the bikes and going places, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit of a funny thing.
You got to get the straps so the bikes sit up, like, upright in the bed, so it looks super cool.
I really want the rack that Brent has. That
Fool. Yeah, but for, like, when you're empty, you could take the bikes and just park them in, and then you just strap the handlebars so the bikes kind of sit up like
this. I just threw them back there. You know, that was, it's kind of funny you bring that up, because like that was one of the struggles even back in when I was hauling around four bikes, is like it was very difficult to put them in. But there's all sorts of like brackets and stuff you can buy, but I really,
you don't even need brackets, you just need your
no, I know, the straps. Yeah, which is easy for one or two, but when I had like four bikes, that was kind of a pain in the butt.
Oh yeah, that way you're just almost like, one goes nose in, one goes back in, one goes nose in. Oh,
I've tried all sorts of.
And then you just shut the tailgate and go, whatever happens, happens.
And then also funny, so like back then I had the Titan, so it only had the 5.5 foot bed. So I always had to rock it with the tailgate down, or like do different scenarios like that. Also the same thing with the Tundra is going to be the same thing. But in the Tacoma, just put the tailgate. I know. 6 foot bed, man.
I think you brought it up before, but you saw that like commercial or advertisement, or maybe it's a reel. And it's like, it's this huge F-250 or whatever truck, and then this truck pulls out in front of it, and then you see a tiny little Toyota pickup parked next to it, and then they were like, this truck hauls, just the bed is bigger on this truck than it is on this truck,
and
the
truck hauls more.
yeah
that's wild,
the evolution of bed size. That's why I sent you that, I saw that truck today. You just don't. They just don't see many of those, and
that's why I didn't think they exist. Yeah, like when you were telling me about them, I'm like, no, you're talking about the double cab, which is the little tiny door. But no, that's a full size crew cab with a 6 foot bed or whatever, however big they are. Yeah, it looks really good. That looks very proportionate too.
Yeah, so you don't even look these things up when you're shopping for a truck. You didn't go to Toyota.com and build your truck and look at the options.
I did that like one time.
I wasn't even gonna buy a Tundra, and I built 50 of them online because I wanted to see how much it would be if I did buy like a new Tundra, because in reality the new Tundras and this truck pull about the same. So I was like, well, I could just buy a new Tundra, but I really want the crew cab and I really want the long bed. And so let me price it out, and I was like, never mind. And then they're nowhere, and then when they are places, they're fully loaded, and it's like,
like Platinums and stuff, and 1794s or whatever.
Like your truck with the crew cab long bed.
Yeah, some real basic.
Yeah, $75,000.
Yeah, I know, it's ridiculous. Yeah. It's so crazy. But anyway, so I want to thank. First of all, I want to say thank you. We have the greatest people who like follow us, listen, tune in, like whatever, however you want to put it.
Hang out. We have the greatest people that like actually enjoy our company. All this stuff. Yeah.
Because like when we ask, like you got questions, you talk about stuff, like I'm really thankful for the interactions that we get.
Yeah.
Because little do they know they're keeping this whole thing going.
Yeah. And also if you've ever like, you're like, oh, I don't want to ask that question, it's stupid. Or
No,
ask us whatever you want, because it always sparks a good conversation.
Oh yeah. And we got tons of them.
Oh, we did.
So yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I'm on it, baby. We got it going.
Do you want to touch base with the Georgia and Jaime thing real quick or no?
Sure. Yeah, we could do that. Yeah.
Because it kind of coincides with the insurance thing that we were talking about earlier.
I was thinking that in my brain, but I was like, I want to talk about that. I don't know. But go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just was like, because it blew up obviously the entire internet got taken over by this break-in that they had at their shop. And I was talking to another buddy today. You know, he's like, what are your thoughts on that whole thing? And I was like, he's like, I'm just surprised there was no alarm and no this. And I'm like, you would be really surprised at how many shops and stuff just don't have alarms and security.
Yeah.
You know, like all that stuff. And it's pretty alarming.
Hey.
But yeah, it's just one of those things I think people just don't think about. And then I don't know the details and stuff. It looks like they found the car as of today. And hopefully they find the dude that did it.
So kind of like to tell the whole story in case you don't know, Georgia and Jaime at their Tired Automotive, their little spot, which is not a retail spot. It's not a retail spot. It's not a place that you can visit. It's just where they do their thing.
Yeah, right? It's their office.
It's their office. And someone broke into it and stole a bunch of tools. And the weird thing was a bunch of Tired merch, which was kind of odd, you know, which actually they recovered. So that later that night, the cops called him and say, hey, we found this place and it has your stuff in it, minus the tools. They couldn't find the tools.
Yeah. Well, they found the car, right?
They found the car. They found the hats. They found the shirts.
They arrested a lady that was with the guy. The guy took off running.
And I don't know if you caught this small detail in that video that they posted. The shoes that he wore were on the floor.
Oh, really?
Yeah, those blue Jordan 1s were on the floor. I was like, oh, yeah, this is 100% these are the people who did it. So, yeah. And I'm sure that they'll get like that. You know what? And I have to, and this is very outside of my thinking, I got to give it up to those cops.
Yeah.
Because like, I thought, well, that it's gone. Like, they're like, oh, we got to find this guy. I'm all, good luck. That guy's ether. That guy's gone.
Mm-hmm.
But no, man. I'm wondering though, and I had this other thought. Is it Eric's homeboy who like helped him out? His cop homie?
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe. I thought maybe, because you know he's Riverside police, so
yeah.
I don't know. Possibly.
Well, I don't even know where they caught him, because if they caught him in Marina Valley or Riverside, because they're on the border.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
A stone's throw away from Marina Valley. But yeah, it sucks. And the insurance thing, the conversation we had earlier, it's just like I remember when Crispy had that rental, the Crispy Media guy, when he had that rental van in Vegas. I don't know if it was SEMA, I don't know where it was, but they busted the window and took his camera gear. And like, you grab a single Pelican case.
Oh yeah.
You
25, 30 grand.
If there's two cameras in it and four lenses or three lenses, you know what I mean? That could be $15,000-$20,000 in one fell swoop. Just gone.
And we always, and you know what? That's for us. Like, we're always so casual with our gear. I feel like sometimes we're just like, we're leaving them in booths. We're leaving them in the back of trucks, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say that. I won't put that out there. But I'm just saying, it's sometimes would be like
pretty,
that.
I'm pretty, like, when it comes to my Pelican case and my backpack, those are the things that always go either in the truck if we go into a store or, and they don't just go, like, because if I'm a thief, like, I always think like a thief, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you look into a window, you see a phone, that's valuable. If you see a gun, that's valuable. If you see a laptop or a backpack, and a Pelican case is only going to have one of two things in it. It's going to have guns or it's going to have camera gear.
Mm-hmm.
So you're taking it regardless. So anytime I throw that in the truck, but it just comes, the topic was like insurance. So I got insurance a couple years ago, and every time I'm just like, I'm just gonna let this cancel because I don't even need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need it. And then I start thinking, well, what? The second I cancel it,
it's gone.
You know, and I've even now I'm to the point where I don't take all my camera stuff with me in the Pelican. I take, if I'm not going to use these two lenses, I leave them at home.
Mm-hmm.
I actually started doing that.
I used to carry two bodies around for no reason. And I just started finally carrying around one body because I'm like, man, if this one gets stolen, then at least I have a backup body, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I keep that. And then my other backup is my Best Buy card in my wallet.
Yeah, I know. This brings up a good point too. And I'm going to take this opportunity to talk about it. And this is just one of those things you learn. There is definitely, and we were talking about insurance earlier. There's definitely being underinsured. I think you have to, if you're going to like do things that involve things that are worth a lot of money, equipment, tools, camera, whatever it is, I think you really need to dive into exactly what your insurance covers and what your insurance doesn't cover.
Yeah.
You know, and really get into the nuts and bolts of it and make sure. Cause you know, you think you open up a business and you're like, sure, I'll get insurance. You call up your insurance. Hey, I want to get this place insured. They're like, yeah, sick. No problem. This is how much it costs. You should really read that underwriting stuff. Cause in there, it's going to tell you, cause in this scenario, that's what they found out, that a lot of that stuff wasn't covered by their insurance, although they had insurance.
I don't know the details, obviously, but
I don't know them either. And I don't want to speak outside my lane.
Yeah. But I mean, I saw something about it lapsed. They were renewing, whatever. Like that's, anything is possible when it comes to insurance. But the most common thing is you're like, you need insurance. So you get insurance and then you think that's it. And like you said, you don't read, you know, and we're not saying that this is what happened to them. We're just giving scenarios because these scenarios can happen to anyone. It could happen to us. Like,
so it could happen with your auto insurance.
Yeah, big time. Like, so my insurance, anytime I buy something new, I write the how much it cost and the serial number down, and I turn it into my insurance and they add it to the list.
Mm-hmm.
So they have this huge list of things that I have, and you know, even down to memory cards or even down to
some hard drives. Memory cards are like $200 a piece.
Yeah, right. And I heard they're actually going up in price
because
of the AI stuff. But that's another topic. But yeah, all that stuff. Cause I think if I'm at a car show and we pull up to grab something to eat and someone breaks into the car and then grabs a Pelican and grabs my backpack, that's my laptop. That's my cameras. That's there's every, you know, ND filters in there. There's everything in there. So like,
yeah,
you got to definitely see what it covers. Even if it covers theft, does it cover theft from your home? You know, does it cover?
That's what I'm saying. Like there's so many details down there that we as like lay people are really don't understand, you know, it's good. And our friend,
Ryan,
thank you. Our friend Ryan, hit him up. Like if anybody has any questions about insurance, like he'll answer for you. He'll help you out, you know?
Yeah. Ryan Anderson. If anyone needs his email, hit me up and I'll shoot you his email. He does my car insurance. He does all my business insurance. Homeowners insurance, like everything. So he's
really knowledgeable.
Yeah. Yeah. He lives up in Oregon, so it's kind of hard to get him on the podcast, but if we're all ever in the same area, we should definitely have him on.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to help Hyman and George out, they got a couple things going on. Jessica, from Canada and another person started a GoFundMe. I don't have the details. I'm sure you could go find out.
Good.
And also that's one way, but if you really want to help him out, buy some merch. Go to their website, buy some merch, you know, that helps them out the most and it gets everything going for them. So
yeah,
go do that. TiredAutomotive.com.
Yeah. In the end, that's the best way to do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Buy merch, make comments on people's, Instagram reels, share stuff, like stuff. You know, if you watch their content and, the way to reward that, if you don't buy merch, is literally just liking stuff and sharing it. Same with our stuff. You know, there's people that don't watch us that watch them, or watch them that don't watch us, or whatever it is. If you're consuming content, like the content, share the content, throw a comment on there. It all really helps out.
Yeah. Keeps this little micro economy going. Yeah. Now jumping into, you know what we haven't done in a minute? Let's drop it in.
Right now.
Yeah, drop it in. Go.
Drop it in.
Okay. All right. So I jumped onto Instagram like we do, and put it out there. And I kind of did a little bit different thing this time.
Yeah.
Question and answers, you know, we always, those are great. And we really, really appreciate those. And those are always fun. This time I asked, I said, as well as our usual Q&A, we want to know what shows everyone is hitting up next year.
I noticed that. And that was cool. I thought that might be a... Yeah, we asked them the question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And we got tons of great responses. And we're just going to go right through them. How about that?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to start at the bottom and work our way up this time. Starting off with Mark Fletcher. We'll nowhere without a truck. So I don't know. Did he get rid of his Tacoma, the green
one? No, I think he's doing something to it. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So he's working on his truck. So he will be at shows. You just don't know which is what. We got a lot of these comments, which is cool. This person, Dexter Mammoth Collision, says, F that trailer is sick.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, we know. No. Can't wait to freaking use it.
Can't wait for it to rain.
Oh, don't. Shh. I don't know. Scott from Rev B says, yeah, he doesn't know where he's going either, but the trailer's awesome. Thanks, guys. Yeah. Really appreciate that. And yeah, man, I can't freaking wait to use that thing.
I was actually looking at the weather for Turkey Drag like this. It's just sunny. I'm like, oh.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah, and probably not worth it.
No.
It'll be though, because, well, I mean, oh yeah, you're taking the Tacoma to LST too, so
hopefully
it's gonna be the straight up trial run of putting all that stuff together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then NC.99Dime. He says he's gonna go to Mini Nats. Are you still going to give out the drop award for your favorite ride? Yeah, I think so. We gotta talk to Doug about making us a few more, maybe something a little bit different.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, let's keep it similar, but a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to go. I'm a big advocate of simple. So I want to go smaller. I think we do a little smaller and see what way to.
That would be cool. I would agree to that just because like they're easier to transport. You know,
it's just like, I mean, when you have shelves in your office. Yeah. When you have shelves, you know, you could put a smaller thing, not this big old thing. And mm-hmm. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I like that. I keep on looking at the camera because I forgot to measure. This one might be a little farther than usual because I forgot to measure it up.
I haven't measured mine in forever. I finally
got my
angle better. We're talking about right now is that we set our cameras up. We measure from the computer and us so we could kind of line them up.
Mm-hmm.
Mine, I have moved mine over and it lines up. The last two have lined up really good with me because before I was having it too far this way and. But it doesn't matter.
All right, moving right along. K1 Industries, he said, looks like the fellas got a new trailer, Rain or Shine LST.
Yeah.
That's us, baby. No, nothing can stop us
now.
Nothing
can stop us unless we don't sell anything. No.
Well, I mean, that. I mean, hey, look, couldn't do any worse than last year, just packing up and leaving. We didn't sell anything that way.
But I mean, at least I sold enough on that Friday to make a little bit of money, but
same
if we would have like got there and then sold like if nothing like this year, if we show up and we sell nothing, I'm still leaving Saturday morning. No,
you're still gonna do it. Right on. So big BEGHTEL, he's going to Severed. That's January 31st, Severn in Phoenix. He's going to FFF. Thank you. Cruise to the Pines. And then he said, I'd love to get a pick of our Tacomas together if possible.
Yeah.
Well, he's probably talking to you because my Tacoma is not.
You still
be.
Have a Tacoma.
I still have a Tacoma, but it's not cool.
You could be
cool.
The guy in the background like, raw.
Like way in the back, just all freaking all lifted and huge. That's funny. But yeah, those are all we're going to be at all those shows too. Yeah. So that's awesome. And then our friend Vic, Mini Truck Revival, he says his wish list for 2026 is the FFF show, Mini Nats, Rolling in the Red Rocks, SEMA, and Dino's. All killer. All great.
I know, yeah.
Yeah. Especially Rolling in the... I think he went to Rolling in the Red Rocks one year before. I think he's been to all those.
Yeah, I don't know. Be good to see him. Haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah. Hope it looked like his Neptune's Net cruise went really well. Ben Terpek rolled out there. Looked like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It was the last one.
I know.
10 years he decided that's a wrap for that thing. So Tanner, Northwest Mini Truck and Nationals.
Never heard of it. Never heard of Tanner.
Never heard of it. Who's Tanner?
What's that? Who is she?
It's a very Tanner thing to say.
Yeah.
Which is, so this person over through the Instagram, Robbie, says, any more info on this West Coast Mini Truck Nats? After we kind of like talked about it a little bit, I got a ton of messages asking questions. But then like right shortly after that, they started the Instagram. So, yep. And hold on, let me make sure I get that right.
I think it's NW, I don't know. But if you go on Facebook. Let me double check. Yeah, to go on double. But if it's like on Facebook, I think it's Northwest Mini Truck Nats or NW Mini Truck Nats.
So on Instagram, it's NW underscore mini truckin underscore underscore nationals. I think that's important to have those two other underscores in there. But follow that page and follow them on Facebook because that's probably where all the info is going to be.
Yeah.
And we don't have any more. Like, I think maybe some people assume like we were withholding information or something. Like, that's all we know.
I mean, I know a lot about it behind the scenes about it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just things it's not up to me to say or whatever.
Right.
Timing and stuff. But I will say, it's something you don't want to miss.
No, absolutely. It's going to be absolutely killer. Let's take a quick break from the Instagram stuff and then pop over here. Cause this person, I'm just kidding. It is on Instagram.
My internet is getting real wonky right now.
Oh no. Well, I got to pull it back up. You hanging in there?
I don't. Sometimes.
So since we're talking about mini trucking in the Northwest, Bacon asked. He's all, "Will we see Kool-Aid body drop Maz body drop? Wait, will we see Kool-Aid?" Oh, he's talking about the people. I thought this was a truck. He's talking about Kool-Aid and body drop. Well, I don't know. Maybe. But he also brought up Mazberry Delight, which is funny because I saw something somewhere that said that dude is getting it ready for the show.
Yeah, so he always says that truck there. He always says he retired it, but then people give him crap, and so hopefully he brings it down.
Yeah, it's a cool truck.
Yeah, trying to get a bunch of like past cover trucks up there, in one little area and stuff. So,
well, especially some of those P&W trucks too, because that's one of them. That'd be really cool.
Yep.
Lots of stuff here. This person. Oh, relax, Tyler. Oh yeah. He says Northern Showdown September 12th in Niagara Falls, Canada.
Yeah,
that sounds cool. Shoot us some more info on that, so we can like talk about it because I don't know anything about that show.
I actually just scheduled my appointment to get my passport renewed.
Oh really? Oh yeah. Cool. C10 Club, we got some C10 shows going down.
Yeah.
This one I can't make it big. This one is, he says, the big one in the Northeast. It's the largest show in the Northeast. It's called Syracuse Nationals. And that's July 16th through the 18th. So he sent me a flyer, so that's why I have very specific information about this. July 16th through the 18th, 2026, Syracuse, New York. That'd be dope.
Dope.
That's dope. Tight and dope. Dope. this is a bigger picture of it. Nope, that's just still small. But yeah, he's in over that twice. So cool C10 shows going down. Jergen underscore SK underscore Lopez? Lowdown Roundup, which is not Lone Star Roundup. I think that's different.
Yeah.
Lowdown Roundup. Do you know about that show? Have you heard of that? No, I have not heard about that show too. I know it is a different show though. So if you hear us talking about these things and you're like, oh yeah, that's what I was talking about. More info, and then we can bring it up.
Yeah. In fact, are we? How many of these do we have to read? Is there a lot of them?
No, there's only a few more, and then we have some other stuff.
All right, cool.
Because it's getting a little repetitive.
It's getting a little mundane, and I can see people messaging me right now.
Saying that, like, wrap it up?
Come on, guys. Here's the thing. We're just going to do this, so keep going.
Yeah. Here's the thing. This is what I asked for, and this is what I asked for. The people delivered those responses, so it is my duty to put those responses out there. So we're just, hang on. There's a lot of LSTs and a lot of FFFs coming up, so just relax.
Well, here's the thing. We don't need to say that.
Mm-hmm.
If someone already said FFF or LST, we probably don't need to repeat that.
Right.
Is there anything new in there?
Oh, this is a good one. F. Benuelos. Says LS Fest, C10 Red Rock Retreat, and Dino's C10 Bay shows. Well, LS Fest, not really, but C10 Bay shows. I forgot about C10 Red Rock Retreat. That's a good one. You went to that.
When I saw Graham say something about bringing his show back, I texted him. I was like, yo, it's not on these dates, is it? Because usually his dates really are like close. The third weekend of May. Mm-hmm. And he goes, no, it's going to be the first weekend of May. And I was like, oh, perfect.
That's cool.
Because I would have a real tough choice. Both of those shows are super fun. The Moab one is just like they're shutting down Main Street this year and doing it, not shutting it down, but doing it like a cruise. And just that area is just so cool.
Yeah. LS Fest West, right? That's the one in Vegas.
Vegas. Yep.
I've always heard really cool things about that.
No vendors at that show.
At all? Zero?
They have their own vendors. So it's like because I remember when I went to the LS Fest, it's like, we take vendors, but not in Vegas. And I don't know why that was.
It's got to be some sort of like city thing or some racetrack thing or something.
Something.
Interesting. Doug says, that thing looks great. Thanks, man. Talking about the trailer. Oh. I'm all saying thanks like it's mine. Hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
It's a group.
It's a group thing.
Not to bring it up again, but Kenny from Nebraska, he's going to go to LST and Lowdown Roundup. You send us some more info on this Lowdown Roundup thing. I'm really curious about that. Now that another person has said that, I would really like to find out some more info. Not that I'm saying I'm going. And that's the thing is, like, when we talk about a lot of these events, we're not saying, I don't want people to be like, oh, hey, you said, no, I'm just bringing them up. I'm not signing up for nothing.
Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of shows that we want to go to, but it's just, again, it's difficult.
Yeah. And then finally, Zach, Kunaz Zach. He's going to go to Camp and Drag. So you'll see him there. I'm definitely not going to Camp and Drag because we talked about that. It's like there, you got Camp and Drag, Slowdown, and PNW. So
It's going to be, and again, I open my big mouth a lot.
I do. I know. And I'm really trying to be better at that.
Me too. And I'm trying to like, oh yeah, this sound. And then I have to, before I tell anyone, I sit on it for a while. Because I've opened my mouth even to the shows and it's been like, I want to go and set it all up and then something. And I'm just like, so I'm trying not to do that. But yeah, to throw some other events in there. You obviously have Severed coming up and then you've got Forbidden or LST, Forbidden. Severed, Sunset Phoenix is having a show out here the weekend after that. And then for LST, Forbidden, and Danger Zone.
Danger Zone, yeah. No one said they were going to Danger Zone, but that's going to be a really good one. That's in Porterville, California.
Yeah, and I think that it's just because not a lot of people that listen to us, a lot of those people were from Midwest area, so they might not know about it. But Danger Zone, Porterville, California, weekend after Forbidden Fantasy, first weekend of April. It's on a golf course. It's a pre-reg only show, and they are just opening up pre-reg like next weekend or something like that. So just search up Danger Zone on Instagram and check it out. It's going to be super fun.
Someone brought up that we should put together like a calendar, which would probably be, I mean, we always like kind of like push that off to Erica, but you know, she has her own life. So maybe we should take some time and put together a list of stuff and just post it on the Instagram.
That's a good idea. I've been trying to put stuff in my, you know, my phone calendar on my computer or whatever. And I keep thinking I need to do this for the whole year soon.
So yeah, post it out there. That way people have a reference point. Okay, so now we're getting into some other questions that people have dropped in various places on the YouTube, on the IG, on the drop DMs. So we can go through those. This one I thought was... Oh, wait. Actually, before we even get started on those, I found something really interesting. So I popped over to the... usually I'm watching, you know, the YouTube videos on my computer. But I brought it up on my phone to take some screenshots. I found this very interesting thing. I'm actually going to send it to you right now to see if you've ever seen this. Hold on 1 second here. Oh, crap. Hold on 1 second. Sorry, guys. Before I send it. So I pulled it up. It says it shows the episode, like episode 187. Renderings are important. And under it, it tells you 42 likes, 431 views when it was uploaded, and this 1.8K hype points. Have you ever heard of that before?
Let me send it over now. Did you send it to me?
I'm about to right now. I just thought that was really fascinating because I've never seen that before. Should probably Google it and find out what's going on. But yeah, it says 1.8K hype points. No idea what that means. But apparently it's got a lot of them.
Hmm.
Yeah, something interesting. Maybe if someone knows what hype points are, they can fill us in.
We could just Google it, but you know.
Yeah, we could do that too. All right, so this first one was really cool. It pertains to last week's conversation about renderings. This is Sir Lordos on YouTube. He says, first things first, he disagrees with... let me just speak from his perspective. First things first, I disagree with renderings. I think they kill the creativity of the build because as soon as you go, seeing the vehicle in different stages can bring up more ideas. That said, and something you had brought up during MiniNat's coverage, why is the West Coast has gone to more planar builds, no body mods and one color, over East Coast being wilder paint and graphics and body mods are more of a staple. So first part, the rendering thing, that's kind of like what I was alluding to about not really being not on one side or the other, but not thinking that for me personally, a rendering would be important. But I disagree with what he's saying right here. Which he's saying that, like, once you get started on a build and start building it, like, maybe you want to, like, your renderings showed it with door handles, and then you're like, well, I want to shave the door handles, and then you go more and you're like, oh, I want to add these taillights, which I think is cool if you can execute those things and finish them. But what happens a lot, I've seen from other people's builds, is that snowballs and gets out of control, and then nothing gets done.
Yeah, and again, rendering is not for it's not a thing that everybody needs because they're not building their truck for a certain thing,
mm-hmm.
you know? So it is what it is. Also, there's no rules. I could do a rendering of my truck blue and not paint it blue.
Yeah.
I could do a rendering of my truck with door handles and shave my door. Just because you did the rendering, it's not a promissory thing. Mm-hmm. You're not promising that it's going to look like this. Mm-hmm. That's just a vision. Also, the rendering can be changed as the build goes by. So it's like if you do the rendering and you stick to that, it's because you loved the way that it looked. But along the way, if you want to change things, I don't know anyone that's done. I mean, maybe, but like done the rendering and stuck to it 100.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
It's an evolving thing, but also a great thing that I think that renderings help out with, and Nick is actually really good at this with his renderings, is when you start getting into body mods that are very labor. I think I brought this up last time too. When you get into body mods that are very labor intensive and kind of outside the box thinking, it gives you the opportunity to do it and go like, that doesn't fit. And I remember specifically one time we were talking to him, or I had one conversation where he was talking about adding headlights to a truck, and this person really wanted these headlights, so he put them on there, and then they're like, oh yeah, no, that doesn't work with the truck. And they were able to see it and then not spend, you know, 100 hours, like I said this last week, like 100 hours doing it, mm-hmm. realizing you don't. That works for you, man. You know, I also think that, you know, he's also coming from a perspective of doing this stuff maybe himself in his garage, mm-hmm. you know, because a rendering really helps, like we said last week, if you have a shop with a customer, you know, mm-hmm. so you're, again, not doing things for no reason, you know?
Yeah. The end result, or the reason that you're building a vehicle is different for everybody. So, like, mm-hmm. I would say probably 90% of people don't get renderings.
I would say assume more, obviously.
I think, yeah, honestly. You know what I mean? It's a very limited thing. But mm-hmm. again, I think one of the best results of a rendering is you get the artwork at the end.
You get a cool thing.
You get a cool thing. And how many times do you buy a piece of artwork? Granted, yes, a rendering is expensive, but it's your personal thing, and it can never be recreated, right? Mm-hmm. So you get like this one-of-one artwork.
Yeah. Now, first, the second part of his question is, why is the West Coast have gone to more planar builds, no body mods and one color, over the East Coast being wilder paint graphics and body mods are more of a staple? Honestly, this is just my opinion, like all other things, is the West Coast is always, I don't want to say ahead of everybody, but they're definitely doing more things and figuring stuff out. And I think, and when I say West Coast, I'm not just talking about California in general. I'm talking about like basically the Southwest, California, Arizona, you know, Nevada to some extent, but mainly California, Arizona. You got to think that's where a lot of shops are. And I think what happens is these shops are actually just building more rides. And I think as they build more vehicles, they're figuring stuff out, trying, experimenting with different things. So they're kind of like creating these styles first. And then the East Coast maybe might catch up with that. Again, I don't know.
I would have to say, when it comes to trucks, no one's building more than like Texas.
What style truck though?
Any style truck.
Any style
Tell me how many mini trucks have come out of California, new builds in the last 5 years.
Yeah, no. I was more talking about like just truck. Well, yeah, like you're saying, like truck builds in general. Yeah, you're right.
But I mean, if you look at Fat Fabs, they probably build the most big body trucks with the biggest wheels.
That's true.
Quantity wise.
Mm-hmm.
And none of theirs are crazy. They're mm-hmm. all plain.
Yeah.
And when I say plain, I mean like the body mods are very limited. And maybe you correct me if I'm wrong. I don't pay attention to every single thing coming out of there. But like, if he's just talking more mini trucks, then I just think the trend overall in the last 10 years has been more plain OEM builds versus mm-hmm. wild. And then when graphics came back, I mean,
I feel like graphics have only been in the last 4 years or so.
No, it's been about 10 years
with graphics and everything.
At least 2018.
Okay.
And again, when I think, say, I'm the same way. I'm like, no, it's only been 4 years. But dude, 2020 was 6 years ago now. No. Like, yeah. It's going so fast. It's like, oh, yeah, I did this thing a couple weeks ago when you actually did it 6 months ago type.
Right.
Anyways, yeah, I don't know. I just think the trend in general, like if you took the entire East and West, the trend is very OEM. And then it changed into a lot of graphics as dudes mm-hmm. got into their 40s. And like
kind of going back to the old stuff. Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I mean, if you look at Eric's white truck that had graphics on it, that was West mm-hmm. Coast. He did graphics on that. Matt Hutchinson has put graphics on Eron's truck. He's put graphics on a bunch of people's trucks, you know? So, and then you've got obviously Cal Concepts is still putting graphics on things. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. K-Daddy, he did Jordan's truck.
Yeah. So, I mean, I just, maybe it's just what a person sees does not really count for everything.
That's a good point. Because that's just his perspective. Like maybe to him, it seems like that.
Yeah.
But if you were to look more broadly, like maybe there's more to the story.
Definitely. Cause it's who you follow on Instagram, who you follow Facebook,
your own little echo chamber.
Yeah. And if you mm-hmm. only go to one show or this show, it's like,
I think you're making a lot of great points here.
Yeah. I mean, go look at Forbidden, and granted, I would say there was more plane trucks there than there were graphic trucks. But some of those plane trucks were from the East Coast. So I don't know. It's a good question and a good observation. Mm-hmm. I just don't know how in reality it is, you know, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. They're great. Good question.
Yeah. It's a really good observation.
Joey has a question that we've answered ad nauseum. So I will leave
Joey?
It at that. Our Joey.
He's like, where's my truck? Joey. He's like, where's my truck at?
He didn't even mention his truck. All he says. So, we don't have to get into it, but he's asked, what is the one trucker vehicle that's not a mini truck that you would buy and customize if you had the opportunity? We've talked about that. Also answer my effing calls, Frank.
He called me today. He was texting me today.
Uh-huh.
And he called me as I was replying. Like, we were texting back and forth, and he called me, and I just went, ignore, and I kept texting him. Yeah. And he's like, hey.
That's actually really funny.
Yeah.
You're like, no. You started it this way. We're finishing it this way.
There's no need for the phone call. I already know what you're gonna yell at me for, because he was watching the podcast as he was calling me.
I see.
Or texting me. And I had just walked into Tray 5 and I was like, I don't want to call right now. Just text. And
yeah.
And I was like, I'll call you back. And I still haven't called him back.
Oh, whoops. So yell at Brian now, Joey.
Yeah.
I get to see him this weekend, so that's going to be a lot of fun.
You can answer his phone call this weekend when you see him in person. Be like, look, man,
I'll call him. I don't know where the wedding's at, but when I get there, I'll call him. Like, hey, man, what are you doing?
It's in Ramona, so it's probably no service.
Oh, yeah, that's true. A lot of cool, not questions, but a ton of people showing us their really cool BMX bikes.
Oh.
Yeah, it's really awesome. Our friend from Florida with the F-150. He has a really cool 29-inch bike, and then he had
the white one,
yeah,
F-250.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry, dog. That is the point of the whole truck.
I messed it up before, and I got ridiculed. So now it's your turn for him.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead. Send me a message. I'm sorry. Terribly sorry.
It's not an F-150.
But he also has an extra cab 87 body style Toyota And then he put his bikes like on a ski rack on top. Looks so sick. It looks super cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, lots of bike pictures. So if you want to pop in there and check out those out, that was really cool that people sharing all those.
Yeah, the bike thing is cool because I got people hitting me up and talking about bikes, and then I didn't even say I got my bike.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we haven't really, because a lot of people were like, stoked. They're like, yeah, bike talk. We love bikes. Talk about bikes. So yeah.
Yeah. So like Carl was over last weekend.
Oh, is that what? Oh, he texted me. That's what. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. So he was over and I was like, we're just sitting looking at Marketplace and stuff. And and he's like, yeah, I got a Colt Devotion. And he's like, look up Devotion, see if there's any for sale. So I was like, Devotion. And boom, one popped up. And it was the frame, but it was missing just the wheels.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude wanted like $250. And so I said, you know, make a deal. And he was like, yeah. So like literally went down right then and there and met this guy. And I was like, what are you driving? And he's like, oh, we're driving a lowered VW.
Oh, tight.
And like a Touareg or something.
Uh-huh.
And so he pulls up and I get out and he gets out and he goes, hey, you're the guy from Grindr TV, huh?
That's awesome.
And I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I know some of the guys in Severed. We used to have a lowered Jetta and this and that. And they were, him and his wife were super into BMX and all this stuff. Nice. So got the wheels, ordered those, and put it together, and I've been messing around out front. So
that's awesome. That's really cool. Yeah. I got, like I said earlier, I got mine out. I got a Mongoose. Mine is a 26 inch Mongoose Grudge.
Yeah.
Real tough name.
I like the name. When you posted Grudge. That photo, I was like, that's such a hardcore name for a Mongoose bike.
Grudge.
Such like I have a grudge, so I'm going to take my Mongoose out and solve my grudge.
Hey man, Adam from Oregon also has a grudge. His is way cooler though. He like changed the wheels out and he put like different handlebars on and stuff, so his is super cool. But yeah, Team Mongoose.
That's all you need to do to those bikes, like yours. It'd be super sick. You just take certain things off. And
if you, I mean, because like obviously the thing I'm stuck on is like SE bikes, just because they're just like, it's like it, dude, it's like Fox Shocks or like your AccuAir, like these, like, you know, buzzy name brand words. It's an SE bike, you know. If you look at them, they're all the same, man. They all have the same geometry. They all have the same general shape. Like, SE does some like little fancier things with like the down tubes, like, and the rear axle where it mounts and stuff. So like they do other things, but man, if you look at them, they're all pretty much the same. Yeah. You know, you can get, and that was the kind of the thing with Brent's bikes, is like you can get fun with different tires, different wheels, different grips, like even the padding, like the pads and stuff. So yeah, just I don't have to spend $1,000 on an SE bike.
No, you could do that later on when you have when you're just like, okay, I'm gonna, you know, because like I sent you that Hot Wheels one that that dude was selling. Like you could just look at Marketplace every once in a while, and you might find the one you want for the right price at the right time. Instead of, because you're going to get it. That's why I was like, oh, I'm going to get this. I'm going to spend X amount on this bike. And then it's just going to sit in my garage.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I don't need it. So I was like, I just bought this one. And even this one, I went on the Colt website and bought a, because the seat on these is not swivel.
It's that's are you getting, are you getting like a little, do you see my old man seat on mine?
Oh yeah. Yours, dude, I'm definitely not getting
mine
that
is,
thing.
Mine is a couch.
Yeah, it's yours tight. Is that's a big boy.
It's a big boy.
I just got, it's a Colt / Vans collab seat that they did.
Oh, cool.
But it's on a pivot. It's a little bit bigger. And
I was buying, so when I, because I have back problems, obviously everybody knows I have back problems. So back in when I was buying this bike, I was buying different seats off of Amazon, trying them out. The first one that I got was actually wider than that, but very like short. So like it didn't have like the little crotch part in the front.
Oh yeah.
Like imagine just a seat with no crotch, and it's just
about a bar stool.
Basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just, then that didn't feel right. So I ended up on this Schwinn, which, I mean, dude, it's gotta be like maybe 8.5 inches wide.
It's bigger than the seat. Cause when I bought my, little fat tire bike, I changed everything on it. And I went and bought one seat. And I was like, nah. And I just went down to Walmart and bought the widest seat they have. Mm-hmm. And it's not as wide as yours, but it's still pretty wide.
Mine's beefy.
No, yours is, that's,
it's yeah, beefy. It's a beefy boy.
I was like, Frank just sits on this thing and never stands up. He just sits on
it. I'm like those dudes on those like motorcycles, those like European touring bikes. That's me.
Yeah.
Also,
we will have to do when we everyone's on their BMX bikes, but we should do like an unofficial beach BMX.
That's what Carl hit me up and he said, yeah, we should do that. That's a killer idea. Also, it'd be super killer if we had our trucks there, bikes bagged, bodied, cruising around.
But you wouldn't need to bring a truck, but you know, obviously it would but we should do it. We'll do a thing where we start here and then end here and then go back to here. So we'll you know, start somewhere, go down to a pizza spot and everyone does, and then just cruise around.
Heck yeah. That's a killer idea. Next summer. We'll mark that down. Next summer. That's what we're going to do. Also this person who showed us, his really cool bikes also said, listen to your podcast on Dino's Get Down. And you guys were talking about bikes being a BMX guy. This is a dude, but I can only see the first half because it's him and his wife's Instagram. So it's Crystal something. And I'm sorry, I didn't see the other part of this person. And you guys were talking about bikes, being a big BMX guy myself. I'll have to say the 27.5 Monza is a great choice. Also check out citygrounds.com. They got great deals. Hope to hear of your journey into BMX. Yeah, City Grounds, like I would spend a lot of time on that website.
Yeah, same.
You got a lot of cool stuff.
There was one on City Grounds that I was gonna buy but it was sold out. And then same with the Monza, they just were sold out. That was my first choice was gonna be the Monza, but then I was like, man, I don't want to spend this much money on this thing right now, but maybe. And yeah,
well, back 5 years ago, mine was like $300 and I had a coupon. It was like $275. And then it was kind of like in the beginning of the pandemic. So at the end, it was like double the price of that. But so I was able to get it for a pretty decent price.
You got it
price.
At Walmart, right?
Yeah, I got it at Walmart.
So the big thing, if anyone's going to buy a bike at Walmart, because that's where I got mine too. I just ordered it on walmart.com, is you take everything apart and grease it. Because
that's right. Your other one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When they come from a Walmart bike is like Mongoose is Mongoose. And then you have Mongoose. It's like Mongoose's line that they sell at Walmart. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when they put them together, they don't put enough grease in them. I was watching a bunch of videos. Like that's what I do is I get, I want to do something. So I watch a million YouTube videos on it. Mm-hmm. And then, so that's what I was watching this guy. He's like, yeah, if you get these from them, they're fine. You just, but put more grease in them and stuff.
Yeah. My point was like getting it I'm glad I got it in an entry level point. And that way, it sat in the garage for 5 years. So like,
exactly
I'm glad I got into a low price point, you know,
it's exactly why I bought the one that I did because I was like, ooh, I could buy this Diamondback fat tire bike. And, but it's like $1,000. I was like, I don't even know if I'm going to ride this thing. Yeah. So I bought the one that I have. It was only like $200 at the time when I bought it.
Mm-hmm.
And,
where'd you get your wheels from?
For the new one.
Yeah.
They're Fit Bike Co. wheels. Mm. I forgot what website I got. Abel's BMX.
Okay.
But, and then I just got the tires on Amazon. But yeah, so I'm glad I did the same thing. Kind of like that. Didn't want to spend a bunch of money. And then now I'm like, okay, now I would be like, okay, I'm going to spend a little more money. And I think I know I'm going to ride it more.
And that's how I feel too. Like once, you know, and cause like, again, my life has changed. So like before I was loading up four different bikes, getting the family somewhere, unloading them. Now it's just me and Angie or me by myself. Like I feel like I'm going to get more into it. Plus I'm on a little bit of a, you know, healthier lifestyle type thing. Like, you know,
both of us are kind of on that little healthy kick. So we get, you know,
yeah, me and Angie did 4.5 miles that just real quick in the afternoon. It's amazing how fast that goes by. I mean, we're only out for like 40 minutes. We did like 4.5 miles or something like that. So
yeah,
it adds up pretty fast.
And I think it's going to get to a point too where we're going to do those things where, cause like Eric's got a bike, Brent's got a bike, you got a bike,
dude.
Everyone's going to have bikes and trucks.
Bikes. Oh my God. It's so sick. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
let's wrap it up. We're going to talk these over again, but I think this man deserves the recognition. Phil Fowler dropped us a message.
Oh, Mr. Phil.
Mr. Phil. And he said he's going to Forbidden Fantasy, Mini Nats, Attitude Check in Virginia, Envy Frenzy in New York, Tacos and Tailgates in Maryland, Rad Rides at the Park in North Carolina, and that's put on by Drop'emWare, Rebellion in Virginia. This is a long list, so bear with me. Grounded for Life, One Day Slam in Pennsylvania, if that happens in 2026, and then possibly Eastbound Get Down, Camp and Drag, and whatever else he can swing.
Yeah, and then it's good to kind of go over these lists because a lot of these shows we never talk about.
Especially those East Coast ones. So yeah, actually, Phil, give us more info, please.
Well, not even that. I was going to say, like, not even give us more info. People can do their due diligence and just look up those shows and find out more. Because they just like hear the name and they're like, oh, I've never heard that show before.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask us because we're not going to know.
Right. Go out and just find it.
Google it on Instagram. Ask someone in that area
mm-hmm.
and find more information about it. But yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it.
Yeah. Oh, dude, this is perfect because I got to get my kid in actually soon, very soon. So yeah, we're okay. This is it.
This is it. All right, we'll cut it off right now.
Yeah, have a safe trip, and I'll see you when you get back.
All right, and go, if you guys want Christmas presents, go buy them on our websites.
Yep, livelifecustom.com, grander-tv.com, thegoodlife.com.
Yep, whatever you want.
It's whatever you want. All right, later. All right.